Sean, Springfield is the center of governmental activity in Illinois. It is apparent that things are happening there as well. What is happening at the moment in Springfield?
Well, not a lot going on here now. They have evacuated pretty much all of the state office buildings here in Springfield, sent thousands of state workers home for the day, being done more as a precautionary measure, not according to Secretary of State Police, who are in charge of the buildings. They tell us that there have not been any threats made against the building. They have no reason to believe that that people would be in any danger working there, but they're doing this simply as a safety precaution, and that is the case. They've shut down not only the Capitol building here in Springfield, but the largest office building in town, as well as the state library, the Supreme Court, and some other buildings, and also some in Chicago, we've been told, have been closed as well, including the Thompson Center.
You know, Illinois Public Radio's headquarters are in the State House. How did people react to the decision to evacuate? Obviously, a lot of them have been watching what had been going on at the same time.
Well, this is, by the way, the first time, according to what police have told us, the first time in at least 30 years, maybe ever, that the Capitol has ever been completely evacuated the way it is right now. This is even on some other days in which there's been terrorist activity. Remember the Oklahoma City bombing, for example. All that was done was a heightened security watch at the Capitol. So this is the first time. It was something I think that people probably weren't expecting, but at the same time, I think everybody understood that it probably was one of the better moves. People, certainly their mind's not on working today in any of the office buildings, and I think probably the best thing is to let people go home with their families, and that's pretty much what the decision was.
What have we heard from state agencies like the Emergency Management Agency or the National Guard? What have you heard in Springfield?
Well, I think what I've been told is that they are on, again, a heightened security watch. They have set up crisis teams in which they go into certain underground bunker areas, really, is where they work out of, and they are monitoring developments, federal government information, also other intelligence reports, and pretty much at this point, because nothing has really occurred in Illinois other than these precautionary security measures, they are more or less just watching things at this time. But they have gone into what they consider a crisis mode. I've been told it is not the highest level of security in which they can operate, but it is getting close and probably one of the highest levels that they've been at in many years.
Illinois Public Radio, Sean Crawford, thank you.
Thanks.